concept of saying Amen. Our sages teach us that the word Amen is really, it has meaning. It means I affirm that I agree with what was said. But it is also an acronym for the words El Melech Ne'eman. God is the potent one, He is the King who is trustworthy. And our sages taught us that if one extends the Amen, and he says it slowly with intent, so then just as he extended the Amen, in heavens they will extend his life. But you're not supposed to extend it beyond the amount of time it would take you to say, Kel Melech Ne'eman, which is very short. You're also not supposed to say it, Amen, to break up the Amen. That's wrong. And that's primarily, people err in this by the end of Shmon Esay on Rosh Chodesh. So the Chazan, in order to indicate to everyone that we're about to start Hallel, he concludes Shmon Esrei by saying, Amarech Esamo Yisrael Bashalom. And everyone says, Amen. Incorrect. You're not supposed to break up the Amen. Not only that, another mistake that people make is that they say the Amen as he ends up, Bashalom. As he's saying Shalom, they say Amen. They don't wait for him to end the word. You're not allowed to say Amen before he concludes the blessing. When he says Shalom, he ended the mem, then you could say Amen. And people always overlap, and that's wrong. Another thing people don't know is that you're not supposed to say Amen after he's begun the next blessing. When you're a chazan, even if you're reading quickly, once you begin the next blessing, they can no longer say Amen on the previous blessing. So sometimes people are quick in Shmona Esrei. Once you finish, you went on to Revon Yenu, they can't say Amen. You have to give them that split second to say Amen, otherwise they can't say it anymore.